The pasuk says, "Vayara am ki boshesh Moshe laredes min ahar." That the nation saw that Moshe was before the chedego. The nation saw that Moshe was boshesh from going down the mountain. Vaykahel am al aharon. So they all gathered together by Aaron. Vayomer ve'lav kum aselanu elokim asher yelchul lefanenu. Let's make for us a god. We don't know what happened to Moshe. He was supposed to come down after he goes to Hashem. He was supposed to come down. He didn't come down. He was boshesh from coming down. So that's it. Make us another god. What does this word boshesh mean? Rashi says, boshesh means lashon ichur. It means to delay. The word boshesh means to delay. The root of the word bash, of boshesh, is bash. And it means to hold back. Moshe was supposed to come down. You delayed from coming down. You delayed from coming to your estimated time of arrival. You're bash. You have delayed coming down. That's what bash is. Bash is the same word also as busha. Busha normally means, we translate it as embarrassment, to be ashamed of something. In modern day society, when someone who's embarrassed about something, we call him a wimp. Yeah, and he's what are you being? Be a strong guy. Come on, don't be embarrassed. Don't be ashamed. Stand up. Do it. Right? But we believe the opposite. Actually, the Orchel Sadikim writes in Shar Shlishi. He writes that busha is maybe the first midah, the first character trait that a person should work on to have. What happens when a person has busha? What happens when a person is embarrassed? That holds him back, the same thing, it delays him. It holds him back from doing something that he shouldn't be doing. From looking at something that he shouldn't be looking at. From hanging out with people that he shouldn't be hanging out with. By saying something that he shouldn't say. Busha is an excellent midah that holds a person back from not doing what he's supposed to do. So it does mean, like in our context, it means to delay. It means Moshe was going to go down and he was delayed. They're holding back. Busha is the same root, embarrassment. It means to hold a certain back, a person back. The word yavesh, the root of yavesh means dry. The root of the word yavesh is bash. What's the common denominator? Because dryness is the break of a flow of liquid. There's no moisture. So when there's no liquid going into the item, it becomes dry. So busha, bash, yavesh are all the same thing. When someone is embarrassed, there's a break of a flow of action. He's examining what should he do. Should he move forward? Should he not move forward? Should he say this? Should he not? It's a break of a flow of action. It's delaying, like we find in this week's parsha. They're all the exact same thing. It's interesting that the word tshuva, to repent, to return, the root is the word shav. Shav is the word bash backwards. When a person is bash, he's holding himself back from moving forward, from doing something that he knows he's not supposed to be doing. That's why he's embarrassed. He shouldn't be wearing that. He shouldn't be speaking that way. The Gemara in Shabbos says that the word levusha, a clothing, is from the word lo bash. It's an acronym, lo bash. Because when you're wearing clothes, you're not embarrassed. Someone sometimes say, well, you're not embarrassed to wear that outside. Embarrassment holds a person back from wearing certain clothing. Levusha means I'm not embarrassed. So, but a person that repents, what is he doing? He's going back. He shouldn't have moved forward. He should have been embarrassed. He shouldn't have said that thing. He shouldn't have worn that thing. He shouldn't have acted that way. He didn't hold himself back from action. He went too far. So now he has to go backwards to where he was before. And that's shav, the opposite of bash. So we see that to this midah is a very, very important midah. Like I said before, it's a midah that Orcha Sadikim says everyone should be working on. Sometimes we say, you know, I'm just going to do, And busha is something that says, no, I should be embarrassed. It's okay to feel this way. Hashem put this into me in order to hold me back. The Gemara says in the Darim, the Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, right after the Aseres HaDibros are given, in Parshas Yisro, the Pasuk says as follows, V'chol ha'am ro'im et ha'kolot ve'et ha'lapidim, v'yizkol ha'shofar v'sahar ha'shem, the magnificent experience of Maimon Har Sinai. It was intense. It was massive. Vayaram vayanu, they were very scared. Vayamdu merachok, they stood back. Vayomru Moshe, and they said to Moshe, Dabera ta imanu v'nishma, Moshe, you speak to us, please. This experience with Hashem is too much. Come on, you speak to us. But not Hashem, because in pen namut, we're going to die. Pasuk Yitzayim, Perek Chav, Vayomer Moshe la'am, Al tiro, don't worry. Ki levavur nasot etchem ba Elokim. Hashem came to test you. Ubavur tia yiraso al paneichem, so that his fear should be on you. Levilti tachato, so that you don't come to sin. The Gemara says in Adarim, and Daf Chaf, what does it mean that the yira, the fear, should be on your face? Tanya, bavur tia yiraso al paneichem, what does that mean? Zu busha. It's the character trait of shame. Levilti techatau, the next part of the pasuk, you don't come to sin. Melamed shehabusha mevil idei yiras chet. When a person has busha, when a person has that midah, feeling ashamed, feeling embarrassed, then he won't come to sin. He'll be held back. Mikan amru. From here, the Gemara says, siman yafe ba'adam. It's a beautiful character trait. Shehu baishan. And he's someone who gets embarrassed. Other people said, someone who becomes embarrassed, he's not going to sin often. Quickly. And someone who doesn't become embarrassed, he's never embarrassed. It's a sign that his descendants, his forefathers, were not, he's not from the lineage of the people that stood at Har Sinai. The people that stood at Har Sinai, they had this experience that, like, whoa, it made them hold back. It put into our DNA the ability to be embarrassed. If a person doesn't show shame, he just does whatever he wants, whenever he wants, how he wants, he dresses just to, because I want to, and he feels no shame, no embarrassment, that says the Gemara, it's a sign that he's not from the descendants of the people that stood at Har Sinai. It's in Jewish DNA. So if you're ever embarrassed, that's a good sign. You know, when Rabbi Aaron Shoy wants to find out if you're Jewish or not, just tell him you're embarrassed. It's a good sign. It means that you are part of the tribe and you could trace your lineage back to Har Sinai. But we have to work on that. Sometimes you have to say, you know, maybe I should have been more embarrassed in this situation. I should have felt a little uneasy. Even if I did something wrong, I should have felt uneasy beforehand. The feeling uneasy is a present that Hashem put it inside us to hold us back from going ahead and sinning. We have to work on that. We have to feel good about it. We have to be cognizant of it. We have to try to let it happen and let it stop. Let it stop from moving forward. We spoke on Thursday about not speaking before we speak. So this is not acting before we act. It's the exact same thing. You feel a little bit uneasy, it's okay. Don't let someone call you a wimp. Don't someone say, no, but a gever, a strong person, wouldn't be embarrassed. It's okay. It's okay to be embarrassed when it's not the right thing to do. It's a midah that we want. On the other hand, just want to close with the flip. You have to be careful that we don't hold back too much. Right? We have to make sure that we're embarrassed about something, we're ashamed. Is it embarrassment because the thing that we're about to do is wrong? Or is it that I'm just scared to take on a challenge? That's a different type of a feeling. We have to be very, very real with ourselves. Hold back and then think, why don't I want to do this? Is it because it's not the right thing and I'm embarrassed to go about doing this? I'm embarrassed to say this? I'm embarrassed to hang out with these people? I'm embarrassed to wear this clothing? Is that what it is? Or I'm scared to move forward and do something that I'm supposed to be doing. The Pasuk says, also in this week's Parsha, is one of my all-time favorite Dvar Torahs, try to share as much as possible. In Perek Lamed Gimel, the Pasuk says that Bnei Yisrael sinned with the Cheira Igel, the sin of the golden calf, and Hashem wasn't so pleased with them. And he says in Pasuk Gimel, I'm not going to go with you in Eretz Yisrael. Basically, I'm out. Till now, I was with you. Hashem says, I'm pulling out. It's a very depressing statement. And the nation heard this horrible news that Hashem is pulling out. So they mourned. Avelus. Veloshatu ish ed yoalav. Literally, but I mean art scroll, they did not put their crowns on their head. When Bnei Yisrael said Nasa v'Nishma, they received a crown for Nasa, a crown for Nishma, and now they didn't put their crowns on their heads. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Pasuk Hey, Hashem said to Moshe, Emor al Bnei Yisrael, Atem am k'shei oref, tell them that they're stubborn people. I'm going to destroy you. The Ata now, take the crowns off your head. You'll know what I'm going to do to you. Pasuk Dalet says, "Velo shatu ish ed yoalav." Pasuk Dalet says that Bnei Yisrael didn't put the crowns on their head. Pasuk Hay says that Hashem tells Moshe, "Tell them to take the crowns off their head." What do you mean the crowns weren't on their head? Hashem didn't know that they weren't there. Pasuk Dalet lo shasu ish ed yoalav. They didn't put it on their heads. Pasuk Hey, Hashem says, don't tell them not to put it on their heads. It wasn't on their heads already. They weren't wearing the crowns. What's the deal? So the Rush in the back of the Chumash, he says the word velo shasu is where the comma is supposed to be. And velo shasu means, like it says by Paro, that Paro didn't pay attention. The word shatu doesn't mean put, it means to pay attention. So the way you're supposed to read it is as follows. Bnei Yisrael were down and out. They mourned over the fact that Hashem just gave him this horrible message that he's not having a relationship with them right now. Velo shasu, they didn't pay attention to that so much. Isha diyolav, they kept the crowns on their heads. You think someone in the morning would take the crowns off their heads? They left the crowns on the head. The next pasuk, Hashem says, oh, my friend, take those crowns off. You're not as special as you think. You're not in a good spot right now. That's one way of reading it. But almost all the other Rishonim say that that's not where the comma is, but rather, v'lo shasu ish edyo, that's where the comma is, I love. So how do you then translate this pasuk? Did they have the crowns on their head, or did they not have the crowns on their head? So I once heard from Rav Weinfeld in the name of the Chozem Melublin. A beautiful, beautiful answer. He says as follows, Bnei Yisrael were mourning. Hashem just said he doesn't want to have a relationship with them. Oyvei, they were in a very bad spot. They were in such a bad spot that velo shasu ish adyo alav. They didn't pay attention to the fact that the crowns were on their head. They were wearing the crowns on their head. They left them there. It was there. But they were so sad, they were so immersed in the horrible news that they just received that Hashem doesn't want to be with them, that they didn't realize that they're still wearing the crowns that were given from Hashem. Yes, Hashem is not happy with them. They did something wrong. But still, they were wearing these very special crowns. Still, they were very special people. Still, they were very holy, and still they did have a relationship with Hashem. Yeah, they're going to get a little bit of a punishment. Hashem's not going to take them into Eretz Yisrael and be with them at the time, but they're still Hashem's people. They still have that Kedusha with them. But v'lo shasu ish ed yoalav. They didn't realize, didn't pay attention. They were so depressed that they didn't realize all the good that they had. Comes along the next pasuk and says, Hashem says, well, if you don't appreciate the fact that you still have these crowns, I didn't take them away yet. Well, then, that's it. I'm sending the angels down. They're going to come and take all the crowns from your heads. You lose the crowns. The reason they lost the crowns was because they didn't value the fact that they had the crowns on their head. Sometimes we hesitate from moving forward But it's not because of embarrassment. That's good. It is good. It's good. It's cool to be embarrassed. It's a good thing to be ashamed. That's a good thing. It means that you are direct lineage from Har Sinai. It's a good thing. And we have to work on it, and we have to try to make sure that we feel embarrassed about things, because that's going to save us. It's going to save us from sinning. It's going to save us from doing things that we're not supposed to be doing. Excellent midah. From the top. Great. But we have to make sure that sometimes when we're holding back from doing something, it's not embarrassment, it's that I'm scared to do something new. I'm scared to make that next step forward. I'm scared to make that commitment that I know is right, but it's not embarrassment. Embarrassment will also hold me back from doing something wrong. That type of fear that holds me back from moving forward sometimes is a reflection of the fact that I don't recognize all the potential that I have within me. Bnei Yisrael didn't recognize that they did something wrong, they were in trouble, but they didn't recognize that Hashem was still sitting right there on the head with a present of those crowns. It was there, they had it, they still had the power, and they still could have moved forward. Tshuva, whatever it is, they still could have gone forward and done good things, but they didn't value it. When we don't value the potential, we don't value the talents, we don't value the brachas that we have in our lives, and Hashem says, what's the point of me giving it to you? I gave it to you for a reason. I gave you this talent so you could use it to move forward. What, you're a little scared? There, we'll call you a wimp. You're being a wimp now? Come on! I gave you the strength. I gave you the koach. I gave you the rebbe to teach you this. I gave you the friend that can help you move this forward. I gave you the money. I gave you the health. I gave it to you. So go! And if you don't go then, because you're a little scared, what are they going to say about me? Whatever it is that holds you back. Then Hashem says, okay, if you don't appreciate what I gave you, so then I'm going to go ahead and take it away. So we should all be zochet to recognize this balance. Sometimes we all want to move forward in life, but there are things holding us back. So we have to think about, what is it? What's holding me back? Is it busha? Great. It's a great midah. Hashem, thank you for giving this to me. It's a safeguard. It holds me back from doing things that I don't want to do. And if I don't do the thing that I wasn't supposed to do, we should feel good that at least in the beginning we were embarrassed about it, and we could shove. We could always go back with our tshuva. But if it's holding, what's holding us back is we don't value what we have and our incredible potential to move forward and do new things, new turf, breaking new ground. That's not good, because we have to value all of the koach, all of the potential that Hashem gave us, and then we have to use that and show Hashem that we value it, so that Hashem gives it to us and gives us more. Kishavua tov.